Resh Mem Ches. So, for today, we'll be on, well, hopefully when we get to it, on Dalet on page 25. I don't think we said. Right, so before we begin, I want to mention that, so the halacha that we've been discussing about going on a boat, talk about yesterday going on a caravan? No. Caravan, yes or no? If you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah, you could leave even right before Shabbos. And yesterday we talked about how about going on the boat on Shabbos or how you work that. But one of the issues is you have to go on the boat before Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos. Why? Because one of the reasons is because one of the reasons is seasickness on Shabbos. Another reason is chum. Another reason which we were discussing was because you might have to come to help the sailors or the captain or what. Again, don't think like I said, the ocean liners we have today. Again, I should have mentioned that it's brought down that there is a machlokus of modern day poskim whether these issues apply to our modern boats that don't work on wind power sails. They're, again, I cannot speak from experience, but they're smoother. So, does the reason seasickness apply? But be that as it may, one reason is because you might come to be Machal Shabbos. So, therefore, if you leave before Shabbos, so then it's less of a problem. So, believe it or not, this halacha that we've been learning is brought as a proof. See, it's always amazing the deeper you go into Torah, how interconnected things are. Things that you wouldn't think are interconnected. So the shaila is like this. A person does not fast well. They do not fast well. So this is their choice. Fast on Tzom Gedalia or Yom Kippur. They won't be able to do both. Can't do both. So what do we tell them? So you would think, Pashit Yom Kippur, right? Because Yom Kippur is the rice. And you're not wrong. Many posts can go that way. But the HL of Ram brings down that we tell them to fast Tzom Gedalia. Tell them to fast Tzom Gedalia. Because that's right in front of us. That's the first thing Yom Kippur will worry about. So same thing here. In other words, here you're leaving on the trip before Shabbos. A few days before Shabbos. 3 days before Shabbos. You're leaving 3 days before Shabbos, you might come to be Machal Shabbos. But you know, that's in the future. That's 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 7 days from now. It's out there. And that's out there already. So we see from this halakha, we don't worry about that. Why don't we say that the person shouldn't even leave on Wednesday or Tuesday or Monday or Sunday, right? Whatever. You know, you're going to come to be Machal Shabbos. Answer is, you're too far away, right? It's already... This, if you leave 3 days before, it's still, we're not worried about the next Shabbos, right? We're still dealing with the last Shabbos. And therefore, we don't worry about it. So he uses that as a proof, too far in advance, we don't worry about it, that we tell, now again, not everybody agrees with this, most say the other way, but he brings this as a proof. We tell the person, don't worry about that. That's all that's out there. Worry about what's at hand. So therefore, he poskens if we tell the person it's fast on Gedalia.
Also, it's easier on
Gedalia. Okay, Dalet. See that? Isn't that interesting? Thought you'd like it. Hayotzen b'sharus. So now we've been talking about a boat. Going on a boat and seasickness and sakana and tchum. Now, but besides seasickness, again, depending on the camel you're riding on, how about if you're going on a caravan? So you're going on a caravan. So and the caravan is going Bamidbar, going in the desert. And everybody knows you're gonna have to be Machal Shabbos, right? You're traveling through a desert. Imagine again going from Babylonia to Eretz Yisrael, right? Now people did it all the time. It's a nice walk. No, I don't know what's worse, walking or going on a camel. But be that as it may, So you know you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. So in other words, it's the same problem. In other words, same concept. The boat, except for the seasickness, the boat and the caravan have the same issue. You're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. So what are you going to do? Stop the caravan? In the middle of that desert, right? With all the Saudi Arabians there. You know, not going to work. Or Syrians, or whatever. You know, I don't know which is. Right? Levadim, Shloshim Yom, Kolam HaShabbos. So Levadim. So you can't, what are you going to do? You can't stop. So the halacha is, so Shloshim Yom, Kolam HaShabbos, Asurim Lotse. So the same, 3 days before, you can't go. But on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you could. Same reason. We're still dealing with the last Shabbos. We're still connected to the last Shabbos. So we say, well, but we're not worried about. We don't have to be conscious of the next Shabbos yet. Yeah. We say Ayom Yom Rishon Shabbos, and good. V'machav kach yara lo sakana v'yitzarech l'chalo Shabbos mimnei pikuach nefesh. So then you're traveling through the desert and it's Shabbos. And you know, it's that desert there. It's pikuach nefesh, right? It's life endangering. So mutter. So then you could be mechal Shabbos because it's pikuach nefesh. Ve'en kan chilul, and it's not considered chilul Shabbos. Would not be considered chilul Shabbos. Now the Mishbura says that at the time you buy your ticket or however it works with the caravan, you cannot tell the caravan leader, captain, I don't know what they call these guys, guide, that you will actively participate in the Chol Shabbos. In other words, you cannot say that. When it happens and you need to be Mechal Shabbos, so then you're Mechal Shabbos. But not that you say from the outset on Sunday or Monday, that you're going to help. So yeah. Now let's look at the next thing very quickly, even though we're running out of time. The Olah Eretz Yisrael. Like I said, let's say you're going from Babylonia to Israel. Im nizdam nolo shaira, afil be'er shas. If you got a caravan, even on Friday, you know, you go to the caravan depot in Naharda in. On Sunday, sorry, the next coach isn't leaving. When's the next one leaving? Well, this week it's leaving on Friday. So can you book the ticket? So they said, yeah, you can. Kim de Dvar Mitzvah, Hu Yochel Lifrosh. The Posagim on Lishbos, so you could take it. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. So Mitzvah Shem, next time we get together. We'll see, what does this mean? Does it mean you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael? Or does it mean you're going to stay at the plaza and stick around for a little while and then go back? In other words, what's the mitzvah? We say we have a certain leniency because you're going to Eretz Yisrael. So if you look closely, you say la'alos. La'alos means go up. So does that mean, in the modern context, the aliyah means you're sticking around, right? You know, or does it mean you're there just for a short, a finite period of time? Where's the mitzvah? Sojourning. Thank you. That was a good one. Okay, I appreciate. Thank you, Ms. Mara. I appreciate that. We'll see.